Hello again, and welcome to episode 25 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined once again by Harv and Bronell for a what can only be an enthusiastic PGA Championship review episode. Before we get into it, just wanted to say thanks to Player Golf once again for sponsoring the pod. PlayerGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 15% off. But let's get into it. I'm a little bit, just to let the folks know, I'm a little bit tired. Came back from Nova Scotia.
Poor guy had to
play Cabot. Poor guy, fresh off Cabot.
What a tough week of drinking for 6 days and playing Cabot Cliffs.
I got the shakes today. Pretty bad. Yep. But what a course. It was literally the best.
It was all that you'd hoped,
like,
it would be.
Top 5 days of my life, only because my wife ever somehow runs into this episode. Just the wedding day and the two kids were supposed to be in there, but it was the best day of my life. It was unbelievable. Like, I couldn't believe it. I took a bunch of pictures, stuff like that. I'm going to do a big post.
Yeah. Have to.
For the website. And it is unbelievable. But got paired up with a couple of randoms because I went by myself, but couldn't find any friends to go with.
Oh, they were randoms? I thought there were people just that were also out there for the wedding.
Oh, no. These were randoms. Huh. Two random dudes.
Two other singles that just had to...
No, a single and then a group of two. The two guys knew each other. It was a foursome. Yeah, they're packing that thing four strong.
Yeah.
And the other guy stunk, so it was great for me.
You made a couple birdies, didn't you?
I made two birdies, yeah.
Yeah.
Two birdies and also had two sixes on par threes. So...
Pesky trap.
Pesky bunkers. Got me. But anyway, that's enough about me. Anyone can... I'm sure I'll be flooding social media with that write up when I do it. So everyone will find it at some point.
Should.
But yeah, let's get into the classic, what's the bigger storyline? Brooks winning and just being utterly dominant, or Tiger being back, baby?
It's Brooks winning.
It should be Brooks winning.
It is Brooks winning.
It should be.
Two
it
majors
is Tiger,
this year. Two majors this year.
Three majors before 29.
Joined an elite group there. There's only four other guys who did it.
Yep.
And what was the other one?
The only one of only five to win two majors in the same year. The PGA and the US Open.
Those two exact ones.
Yeah.
It's Sarazen, Hogan, Nicklaus, Woods, Koepka.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
a bit odd, but
he's
in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, and they kept saying in the broadcast that he's won three of the last seven majors, but he didn't even play in the Masters this year. So he's actually won three of the last six he's played.
And he had a sixth and an 11th in there too, I think, in two of the other ones.
He's built for majors.
Yeah.
He's only won four times. Three of them are majors.
Yes. Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
And there's no one that's not in the Hall of Fame that has three majors.
Hmm. He's got a long...
So like, if he just like quits now, is he in the Hall of Fame?
No. But
yeah. I mean, why would you quit now? He's probably gonna... He could win 10.
Barring an injury... You know, he's going
to... But now he's in the conversation, like how people talk about Spieth and how people talk about Rory, even though they've been kind of...
Remember when Rory won those four quick? And everyone's like, oh boy, this guy's going to win 10 easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's kind of...
Is he going to win another one? Like...
Yeah. Because he stunk. He was 50th.
Yeah.
But he...
This was perfectly suited for Rory, this tournament.
But he did the same thing, and he takes the dumbest lines on every tee shot.
Yeah.
Like, you watch him, and when the shot trace is on him, like... It's not like he's spraying it or hooking it. Yeah. He's hitting it there, and it's just
Shot tracer's got and his shot tracer is a lot better now. Like when it first came out, it was just a guess. Like they just had a guy in the truck just drawing a line. That's all it was. But now it's like you can actually
drawing parabolas.
But it still does screw a guy up because there's a lot of times like on that, I think it was the 13th hole where that pin was all the way over, which was a hilarious pin, by the way.
Yeah.
It was like two steps on,
yes.
Two paces on.
And guys were throwing darts at it.
But the shot tracer was like going into the trees.
Yeah.
It's like, I think this is good. Or the tee shots on the par 5 17th, like Tigers, like way right. Like you think it's going to kill someone, and it wasn't that far right. Like it was right, but it wasn't that. Now, getting to this is just completely off topic because we're talking about killing people. JT's was like actually killing people.
Yeah. How many people did he hit? Four?
So that one off 15, he hit that guy, and the guy like fell over, and then that random worker came over, like started like grabbing him and like holding his head for him, and the guy's like, "Get the fuck off!" Man. He's just like, "No, I have to hold this napkin up against your non-bleeding head."
The napkin's got ketchup and mustard all over it. He's just, "No, this will be good for you."
Oh yeah, like, but yeah, Shot Tracer was. I agree. Rory takes the weirdest lines, gets himself in trouble all the time, but
yeah, the Shot Tracer on 13, like when Scott and Brooks hit their shots, I was like, "Oh boy,
yeah,
they're way right." Yeah. They're both like what, within 10 feet?
Yeah,
those were. Well, even that one,
and Brooks missed that.
Was it?
One.
I couldn't believe how many guys Tiger snap hook that one.
Yeah,
or was that 9? Whatever one he hit the 9-iron hook and then made birdie. I think it was 9. But the Shot Tracer showed a snap hook, and Tiger was mad about it.
Yeah,
and he was really like,
wasn't that bad?
10 yards off the fairway.
But Tiger, the gallery won. I am 100% convinced that the gallery kicks Tiger's ball.
Oh.
Absolutely. They run around other guys' balls, but if you watch, like, those things go into crowds and they're miraculously, like, that one that he hit, I can't remember what hole it was, like, 8, I think. It was on the cart path when the camera stopped.
Yeah.
And then when it went back to him, it was 6 feet off the cart path.
It was, yeah.
100% someone kicked that ball. Guys are kicking balls all the time.
Hole 9.
And Brooks was right, up
against the tree. Like, it's unbelievable.
And Brooks is a likable guy. Like, he's... Nothing wrong with cheering for him, but
I mean,
everybody wanted Tiger.
He's good luck.
Everyone, like, it. Well, yeah. It's amazing the Tiger effect because everyone, fringe fans, great for the podcast.
Well, even
fringe,
like,
fans are back.
Rory and JT, and I think even Brooks said, like, you could tell when it's a Tiger roar compared to everyone else. And they've never experienced that before, right? So now they're.
Like, yeah, those guys, like, Tiger hasn't actually been around for 10 years.
They'll start faltering when they start hearing those roars again.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, is it's always been that, well, everyone's so good now. Everyone's so good now, they don't. But he hasn't been, like, those roars are now coming. And if he keeps getting better, they're going to keep coming.
And he's still, like, he's back, but he's not
back.
2000,
the driver ain't back.
Yeah, the driver ain't back.
Like, some of those putts that sat on the lip, those go in when he went, when
he
made
zero,
in his prime.
He hit zero fairways on the front nine.
And it was -3.
Yeah.
It was incredible. But at
and
same
he should
time,
have been more. Like, he missed that putt on one. Like, that should have been a birdie.
He missed a putt on one, the lip on 11.
Yeah.
And then the lip out on, I think, 14 or 15 for bogey.
Yeah.
But he was in trouble that entire hole. But
everyone keeps saying all these ones, oh, Tiger could have had this, could have had that. Koepka could have birdied almost every hole in the back
nine. On the back nine, yeah. He like missed three easy ones.
Yeah.
So that's what I was going to say is, as much as everyone else may be phased by the roars, like, Brooks did not care one ounce.
No, and he was just like...
And JT is another guy that
he was just like
didn't play good on Sunday, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was...
Like Brooks... He didn't care. He walked up on 18 and just roped a driver out
there. I said in two group chats, I'm like, okay, well, what's he hitting? 3-iron, 4-iron here?
Yeah, why not hit 3 wedges?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the same thing.
Like, hit an iron off the tee.
That was who doubled...
Whoops. Hits it 320.
Who doubled 17, par 5? I can't remember who it was.
Peters.
Peters, yeah. And they were saying afterwards, you could have hit 5-iron, 5-iron wedge and had a birdie chance, and he gets a double.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's incredible. Just
but Lord hates a coward.
Yeah. I said that at the cabin one day. So, I said it on one hole, and the other guys just, like, looked at me just odd. Like, oh, it was, I was in a bunker, like, 195 yards out, and I brought out my 3-wood or something like that. No, I was like 240 out. I brought out the 3-wood out of the bunker. Like, the one caddy, because the other guy had a caddy. I didn't get a caddy. But he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, Lord hates a coward. And I proceeded to hit the lip. Didn't get it up enough, hit the lip. I got it out, though. But it's amazing the amount of people that are just cheering for Tiger, completely forgetting that he's... sex addict and an adulterer.
Yeah.
We're just let it go because he's back. Yeah.
Pretty big prescription pill addiction there for a while.
He had some rough days, but everyone just like, oh, he's gonna go.
When he's back, shoes on.
He's back.
Tiger's back.
It's not that I'm cheering for Tiger. It's just that I want him to be in the tournaments because it makes the tournaments so
way
much
better.
More interesting. Like. That was an amazing Sunday, like one of the better Sundays at a major
ever
that I can think of.
Well, the highest ratings
and if Tiger wasn't in it, it would have been probably an 8 or 9 out of 10. But with Tiger in it, it's 10 out of 10. Like, it was unreal.
Well, there was like people were absolutely glued
Yes.
Like, it's not like the classic. If it's a major, you'll go take a piss, you'll go make some food, you'll take the dog outside. Like, no one left.
No.
Because they showed every single one of his shots. They'd show every, you know, third shot or, you know, maybe every other shot of a lot of other guys. They showed every single one of his shots.
But yeah, and like even
so you couldn't leave.
They showed, even if they had like a tap in, like 1 foot putt, they made sure to show it.
Yeah. Like at the British, it had that feeling, and then he stunk up, what, 10 to 12 or whatever, and then it just didn't feel the same.
Yeah.
But this one, like,
People stopped watching.
Yeah. But this one, like, and then he throws, like, bogeys, what, 14, and then he throws that absolute dart into 15 and makes birdie, and it's just, oh, geez.
And someone's like, oh, that's the best shot we've seen there all day. And then
Brooks wasn't too far behind.
Two holes later, Brooks puts one in there and makes birdie too. And then he birdied 16 as well, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He threw one in there.
Yeah.
Like he was stinger down. Four iron to like 6 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm still trying to figure out if Tiger's fist pump on 18 was to try to get the crowd pumped up, hoping that in case he won, that would be like the moment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, now it just kind of looks a little bit silly.
I think he was pumped to get solo 64, second, maybe.
Or 64.
His best round
ever. Best round ever in a major.
Final round,
yeah.
He was pumped, but also he knew Koepka knew that he was on 18.
Yeah, I think he did it to try to get people amped and hope Koepka would maybe hit it like he did on 17. Because, I mean, a
shot right by Koepka on 17 changes everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But maybe he cranked it down single. The middle and hit 5 iron to the front of the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's... And the 2 weeks ago... There. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about who gets player of the year between DJ and JT. Now it's pretty much Brooks.
Well, Bubba was in the conversation.
Bubba was in the conversation too.
Bubba's like, out unless I. But it.
Well, Brooks has to win it now.
I don't know.
Who DJ wins it? It depends who wins the FedEx Cup.
Like if one of those, if JT or DJ wins the FedEx Cup, it's now tough.
And who wins one of the playoff tournaments along the way too? Because the fields get smaller too, so these guys are automatically into the next three rounds.
Okay, if JT or DJ win one of the tournaments and the FedEx Cup, then they get it.
Yeah,
maybe.
If someone won two majors. If someone else wins the FedEx Cup, it's auto Brooks. But if DJ or JT win the FedEx Cup with a win along the way,
then I think it's close.
A conversation.
Or if Bubba does that, LOL.
What if Bubba does it?
He wins player of the year. Yeah,
four tournaments.
Yep.
But like
he ain't doing it.
This conversation would be a lot different too if JT didn't miss those two gimme.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know how he missed those.
Yeah, they're like 3-footers, weren't they?
The one was for bogey after he missed like an 8-footer for birdie. Like he went from auto birdie to a bogey.
Yeah, he missed the short par coming back, yeah.
Two shots there, plus then he made another bogey. Like, he's right in it.
And then he was playing a couple holes in the back nine. He bogeyed that one where Lowry was kind of, like, dicking around near the stands.
Yes,
It was going to be a ruling.
And he was not happy.
He was not happy.
But he also, like, they were showing a lot of JT early, and he seemed, I don't know, second-guessing himself a lot, like checking his book all the time and being off. And, I mean, he straight up whiffed one out of the fairway bunker on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he just seemed he was a little bit off.
And same with DJ. Like, DJ had a very average showing.
I mean, DJ Thursday, you thought, well, he's running away with this thing. And then he just kind of couldn't get it going.
Yeah.
So, how about Adam Scott, though?
I loved it.
I enjoyed seeing him back because like his swing is so fun to watch. You kind of feel bad for
the guy. Like he's top 10 in the world. Like he just has ball striking wise.
He just has the yips.
Yeah.
Like, he had two putters. How can you be that bad at putting?
Yeah.
Like if that guy puts, he's got like six majors. If he can putt anywhere.
They said he's ranked last or second last in like almost all the putting. Like, three putt percentage, he's dead last.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that having to hold that thing away from your chest.
Now that he can't anchor it.
There's no way he's a better putter like that than if you just have a regular putter.
Yeah.
You'll never convince me. I don't care if you have stats for days.
He made putts on Sunday, though.
Because you have to hold that so rigid, at a 90-degree angle, and keep it and just...
And then just move the bottom. Like
if you're the top of your of your pendulum is off, the whole thing's fine.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Like, speaking of Fringe fans watching, we were watching as a big group. We were out in Nova Scotia for this wedding, so everyone was hungover as hell at the bar watching this, and all the women are just like, what the hell's with that guy's putter? And I was just like, yeah, that's the reason. He's not going to win. Don't worry about it.
And then he almost did.
And he almost did. But it's just, yeah, he could. He's up there. And Steve Williams is still on his bag, right?
Yeah.
Because did you notice that after? I don't know if Scott was
there. No, maybe he is.
He's
maybe
not.
He's not on there?
No.
Oh, okay. He was.
He was for the longest time. And then won a major with him on there. And now he's not on there.
Because I was going to say, I thought he was still. So I was paying attention because I was waiting to see if when he congratulated Brooks, Tiger, at the end to see if he was trying to like book it out of there before Scott and Steve got up there. Just like, hey, congrats, man. Get out of there.
Did you see? Well, we didn't really mention Tiger's entrance.
He was. That guy was ready to play.
He was swinging.
Does anyone else think that those sunglasses that he wears are the ugliest sunglasses out there? Like, why does he wear them? He debuted them last year at the Ryder Cup. He looks like an absolute idiot.
I know, but those got to be like 15 years old.
Yeah, they look like those Oakleys that
like the old everyone school used to, Oakleys.
Yeah, they're like goggles.
Yeah,
like
the ones they'd make in Mexico for $10, and everyone would buy them.
And I'm pretty sure he started wearing them at the Ryder Cup or President's Cup, I guess it would have been. But just like, what are you doing?
I mean,
it was bad.
Still and better than Dan Kern. But.
The backwards hat, though. Like, he looks, he looks so
zero fucks.
Guys
just
ready to kill people. But yeah, Ben Kern, top PGA pro, with that bucket hat coming off of
just everything.
Well, glasses, the hat, and he had the undershirt, but I think he had to wear that because he has like a huge arm sleeve.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a tattoo, if it's a thing. Because when he accepted his trophy, he had a short sleeve and he has like a huge sleeve all the way down to his wrist.
Huh.
I don't know if it was like a...
That's a good point. You don't see a single golfer with a sleeve.
And you gotta think some of them
I can't name one golfer that I've seen with a tattoo.
No.
Down his arm.
Ricky has the Olympic medals.
Oh, he has the
rings
on his forearm. Yeah.
You gotta say.
Yeah.
He stunk this weekend. I really had hopes he was gonna win.
Yeah. I'm just losing hope on that guy.
Gave the
writer
something to talk about.
Quick round one lead and then...
Still love him, though. I cheer for him every
major.
I
don't really like him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his style's getting worse. Like, it's getting bad.
I think he's just... I'm growing with him, man. I'm growing up with him. I love his
you're
style.
You're living vicariously through him, mate.
Yes. I wish my mustache was...
You know what he is?
Oh,
he's
boy.
He's Rick Vaughn of the PGA.
Yeah, we talked. I brought that up. I've mentioned that before. Yeah, I think we mentioned it. I can't remember when. But I've 100% called him
like
the Rick Vaughn of the PGA Tour.
He's too corporate.
I know
now.
I have. I know
he's
I have.
He's too corporate.
That's exactly what
it is. He's sponsored by a goddamn mortgage company.
Yeah.
He's got to go back to just straight Puma across the board.
That's funny that you brought that up. Maybe it was a pod that you weren't here for. I have no idea. But that is definitely something we've said here before.
Huh.
Yeah. But and then further to Ricky paired with Ricky on Sunday was John Rahm.
Yep.
Just randomly, this is apparently why the guy's in the top five in the world.
And he couldn't putt on Sunday and he still finished tied for fourth.
Yeah.
Because we didn't pick him, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Anytime we forget about him, he reminds us.
What an overrated group.
Like,
he's dead to me.
Yeah, they were second to last group, were they not? Rahm and Ricky?
Yeah.
They were, yep.
And they barely showed a shot of theirs.
No.
Ricky didn't get shown.
Rahm.
It was
three shots.
I don't think they showed one of Rahm's drives.
No, they didn't. It was like Sunday was completely Tiger. Like Woodland barely even got any shots.
He got none.
Oh, yeah. He got a ton of camera time because he was always standing behind Tiger when he was putting. But.
I thought he was like plus seven, but he was only like plus one on Sunday.
They showed Woodland a lot when he had to repair the hole that he hit. That part three.
I was 100% expecting that guy in the boots to just create like a little divot or something. So that when Tiger's ball got close, it just like funneled in. Just like a ridge. So Tiger just put, like when you play on sand greens and you draw the line there, rather than go smooth, you just drag your club and just hit along the line and go straight in.
Yeah.
I've been known to do that on a sand green.
Easier
to
just
putt.
Take a divot repair tool and just like
start jamming it out.
Yeah.
Plus,
fix it up after.
Yeah, that's a 6-inch roll now.
Yeah. Those guys weren't, the guy fixing it's wearing like the heaviest steel toed boots out there to just clunking around the green, too.
That, I thought that was going to cost Tiger the putt, but he still made it.
Yeah, he still made it. Yeah, it was, oh man. There's nothing better than that Sunday, though.
That leaderboard was just Unreal.
Yeah. And now, and then Tiger after, because we'll probably start to talk about Ryder Cup stuff now. He's got to be a lock. He's in there.
Oh.
He said in his interview, I'd like to play. I'm going anyway, because yeah. He's vice captain.
Yeah, he's on the people who pick the players. Yeah. He's picking himself. Yeah.
He's walking in, and he's just going to slap Furyk across the face and say, I'm on the team.
He said something like, oh, I hope my name comes up in our discussions. Yeah. In our discussions.
Yeah.
I hope
my name comes up. I'm in.
Who else have we talked about on there? Scott? I guess Dave, Rory, Spieth all fall in the same category.
Stewie Sink, top five.
Yeah.
Turning back the clock.
Sink with a huge putt. He was pumped. He gave a fist pump on 18 when he hit that birdie because he knew.
That was a long putt, too.
I think there's got to be some sort of, I'm not up to snuff on the exemptions, but top five in a major has got to get you a few things. That's probably what he was pumped about.
I'm pretty sure
Himself a bunch more time.
He can play in every major next year, I think, because of that.
Yeah, so.
Who else?
All those little things, hey, with all the qualifications that you, and the game within the game.
I didn't realize that. You win the PGA, you get to play it forever.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 10 years or something like that.
Yeah.
But
my dad said that on Saturday. He said it. That's not right. I said,
yeah. And
Daly's playing. How is Daly playing in this?
Yeah. And that, speaking of the game within the game, I know Graham Dillette posted on Twitter that rain delay that made everyone get to see the end of the second round on Saturday. It's like now you get to see all these guys that work so hard to make the cut. And it was like actually shown on TV on like the primetime TV.
Yeah.
Like, because normally it's like a Friday afternoon. Not too many people are watching. All of a sudden they set the cut. Okay.
Yeah.
Now those guys make it to the weekend. But they were showing a lot of guys. Like, for instance, Bryson missed a 2-footer on 18 to miss the cut.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Couldn't have been a better guy.
Speaking of which, we might as well get into Harv's favorite segment of the week. The missed cuts from this weekend.
It's a good
Phil. List. Phil. Patrick Reed, Bryson, and Bubba.
Wow.
Like, that is...
You can't ask for
that. And you picked the winner.
Like, that might be better than the exciting Sunday. Yeah. Like, it might be.
not seeing any one of those guys' shots.
You don't see any of those shots. It's perfect. And, I mean, then you got Bubba sitting on that range picker with his kids. Like,
Bubba.
Would have been nice to play Saturday and Sunday, but instead I get to spend time with my kids. Like,
yeah.
That's a loser comment.
Didn't he say, like, I'm kind of glad?
He posted on Instagram of him in his at his own driving range or whatever with his kid in the car. Oh, I missed the cut, but at least I get to spend time with my family. That's not a silver lining.
What? I mean... Yeah, maybe, but still, I'd rather.
Is he playing in the Wyndham this week? Nope.
You got a week, bud.
You got 16 days to play with your goddamn kids.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then, speaking of family, they were talking about on the telecast there that Brooks didn't know that his family was there or something after the tournament. So his like mom surprised him. And so they made a point of saying, oh, let's see. He doesn't know his mom's here. Let's see his reaction. And his reaction literally was just up, looked at her deadpan. Like, it was, he either hates his mom or was like pissed that she was there or something. But he was like, oh, hey, mom. Maybe mom's just like greedy, hey?
Yeah.
She could be one of those. So.
And his brother, and then his brother came.
Yeah, and then his brother came and he was super pumped to see his brother. But mom, nope.
Yeah.
Tiger was super pumped to see Brooks's girlfriend there.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh yeah,
Jenna Sims is more excited.
She was starstruck. Girl. Yeah, she was starstruck. Well, he's probably already planted a few seeds at the last.
They seem to know each other.
Yeah. Well, probably from President's Cup last year.
Tiger's aware of every guy's girlfriend.
And every guy has made their girlfriend aware of Tiger. Yeah, so they know him and he knows them. He's got like a roster book, just flipping through the pages doing his research.
I know you could get excited when you hear those roars, but you're with me.
You're
going home with me tonight, not Tiger.
Yeah.
We'll see.
What do you think's louder?
That was their supper after. She's just like, I can't believe how many people were here to watch Tiger this week. Oh, and great job, honey. You won.
Yeah. I was just going to say, what do you think's louder, like Tiger's footsteps on the golf course or Tiger's footsteps off the golf course?
Oh yeah, everyone knows.
Into the personal life.
Oh yeah. It was the best. Oh, he's just, yeah, that was a good one. Brooks's girlfriend was a little bit off on her looks though.
A little bit.
A little tight pony.
Weird dress, too.
Didn't yeah, like really it. Weird.
A lot of forehead. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say.
She's got to be pissed with that picture that's floating around of Tiger giving her the stare down.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely
that's
pissed.
Not her best pick.
And just the fact that it... just the look on her face, and you can't see Tiger's face. Just like he's creeping her out, but...
Yeah.
It's going to be that meme of the... It's going to be the girl looking back at Tiger, then Brooks looking at her.
Yeah.
I'm surprised someone hasn't made that yet.
Oh, yeah. It'll be... One of our listeners will make it here real quick.
We get some good meme ideas. It's too bad we don't have, like, a meme guy.
Yeah.
Just give him an idea.
If any of us was even, like, marginal in Photoshop.
Yeah. We could make some funny memes. We're pretty good at that part of
making
things.
Making GIFs would be fun, too.
Yeah, it would be.
Is it GIF or is it GIF?
I say GIF. I say hard. Guy. I'm a hard G.
I'm a peanut butter guy.
Yeah, Jiffy.
Yeah.
Is it Jiffy? It's just GIF.
Just GIF. Yeah.
But that's a J.
That's a J. Yeah.
I know.
It's clearly GIF.
I think
that's your difference right there.
Yeah. I might have just proved myself wrong.
Yeah.
I think you did.
I'm still calling it a GIF.
Now we instantly converted you there. Yeah. Just one more note on the list of items is the two Zach Johnsons really screwed me up.
Yeah.
Because we had Zach in our majors pool. And when I was like, Friday, I stopped because there was a little bit of a gap. I stopped watching for a little bit and he was like -5 and then all of a sudden I was scrolling through missed cuts and I saw Zach Zed Johnson on there. Like he shot 6 over on his last 4 holes and I was completely screwed up and then I found him on the weekend. So at that point I literally thought he missed the cut and then randomly on Saturday he was back on there. I was like, oh man, it's like Zach J. Johnson or something.
Yeah. It's never happened before, I guess. That there's had someone with the exact same spelling in the tournament, 2 people.
Yeah, it screwed me up.
It's bigger.
Yeah, so.
Not many John Smiths on tour.
Not even one, I don't think. Yeah.
You would think there'd be another Dustin Johnson.
I was just thinking that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty standard name.
Well, there's several, but they're not on the tour.
Yeah, there's lots of Dustin Johnsons. Yeah, anyway, it was just... Just a fantastic time.
And also Hadwin missed the cut.
Yeah. I didn't purposely left Hadwin off the list of Harv, like for the Harv part of things.
Yeah.
But it sucks to see him miss the cut. He was a cut making machine early in the season.
He's a cut missing machine now.
Yeah, he's having a rough go. I think he's hurt.
He's taking a bit of a break now, he said.
He's hurt. Gotta be.
Back for the playoffs.
Yeah, back for the playoffs. Take a rest. Speaking of back for the playoffs, a lot of guys might as well get into the Wyndham Championship.
Well, are we going to talk Ryder Cup?
We want to talk about Ryder Cup first?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Ryder Cup, or we talk about the FedEx points. Tiger's 20th.
Oh, we
now?
Can talk about Tiger's jump, yeah.
And
Tiger's up to 20th and 26th in the world.
Yeah.
Like, now it's no longer Tiger's back. Like, he's actually back. He's 26th in the world. Like, that's considered back, I think.
Well, considering he started, what, like 250?
It was 180. I think it was 180.
We said he was back at the Valspar, like, 4 months ago.
Yeah, we said he was back when he got to 180 in the world rankings.
Yeah.
just strictly because he actually had... No, he was like 900th because he hadn't played in 2 years.
Yeah.
And then he did... He was like T32 or whatever.
Well, what's his last 4 tournaments you just said?
T6. Well, working backwards, he was just second. He was T6.
I got keys.
The jingle. What was it? It was something good here. Quick pull.
Saying he was back early on was basically, okay, he can actually golf again and not get hurt. So he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, but exactly. Now he's like back.
That was at like the snake pit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So working backwards, he was second this week. He was T31 at the Bridgestone, T6 at the Open, T4 at Quicken Nationals. So he has 3 top 10s in his last 4 starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's coming.
He's back. Not sure what the cut was at US Open. He was +10. So that was his cut.
I thought it was like 7 or something.
Actually.
But he hasn't. That's his only missed cut this year.
Actually, he's not back. He's back when he wins a tournament.
Wins a tournament? Okay.
Doesn't matter what tournament he wins. He can win the fucking Barbados or
Corrales.
Whatever. Barracuda. Whatever.
You combine the Barracuda and the Corrales to the
Barbados.
Jose Barrios. Barbados. Yeah.
He ain't back until he wins.
He's 100% on the Ryder Cup.
Oh, so yeah. Ryder Cup locks right now are Brooks,
DJ,
DJ,
Ricky, Bubba,
JT,
Spieth, Reed.
Webb, and Reed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they get four picks, captain's picks.
Tiger's nine.
Obviously on there.
Yeah.
Then it gets dicey.
Yeah.
Then it's like Finau, Bryson,
Shoffley,
Phil,
Cantlay,
Stanley.
Is Kistner in that?
Yeah.
Kistner.
Nah, yeah. Even.
Like I think you got
Kevin
it.
Kevin Na was like T12 this week.
T19. Yeah.
T19?
Yeah.
I think Kistner has to be on that team.
I think Shoffley has to be on it.
I think Phil gets the boot.
I think Finau has to.
I don't think they will.
I don't know
boot
if I go
Phil.
Kistner.
I don't think they'll boot Phil, but he doesn't deserve to be there.
Guys, I think Phil's only deserves to be there because he's actually not that
he's
bad.
Been on everyone for like 23 years. Yeah.
The thing is they need to find.
He's a room guy.
Out of those four picks.
Although he isn't.
Out of the four picks, they need to find two good pairings because the top eight are already all paired off. Yeah. You got Webb and Bubba because for some reason, Webb's the only guy that can play with Bubba. You got Reed and Spieth,
yeah.
JT and Ricky, and yeah. DJ and Brooks. They're like this four sets of buddies.
Yeah, that's true. Tiger will take whoever's got the ugliest wife or girlfriend.
Maybe put Tiger with Tony Finau.
Yeah, that could be.
That would be a good one. That would be a good one.
And then just a garbage pairing that'll lose every match. Yeah. Shoffley and Kistner or something. Or Phil. Yeah.
Or Phil, yeah. But Phil always plays with Ricky, doesn't he? Phil and Ricky play a lot together.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
But so Phil really wasn't Phil at his best with Keegan Bradley?
Yeah, Phil and Keegan did well. Keegan, actually, it looked like he shed maybe 2 or 3 pounds this
year. 2 or 3.
He's still at 47, yeah.
But yeah. Like his face was getting red because it was warm there. He was getting warm.
Imagine playing match play against Brooks and DJ.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm just fold.
Yeah. Wow. But those Europeans
guys
aren't scared.
Hang.
Yeah. Yeah. The Europeans
I still don't
scared.
Think the USA is running away with this.
You put Rory and Fleetwood up against those two, you never know. Like, or Rose. Like,
yeah.
Rose.
Well,
Casey,
Rose doesn't get scared by anyone, I don't think. So.
No.
Puts those shades
I don't think
on
Fleetwood
goes
does
to
either.
Work.
Yeah, it's it'll be interesting. I still think U.S. blows the doors off them, but
really,
yeah,
I don't.
I
think guys like Norin, Hatton, they're gonna show up at the Ryder Cup.
Poulter's gonna be on the team, just canned putts.
Yep. Yeah,
and lots of chest.
Except
bumps.
They're probably gonna take Sergio, and that's gonna cost them.
Yeah,
a couple matches.
Yeah, it's but you never know. They'd be offset by Phil.
That sucks.
When do we find out?
They announced three after the BMW, I think. Or no.
Still got a little bit of time. Because we got
Wyndham.
What's
the first one?
It's now Northern Trust.
I think they announced three more after that than the last picks after the BMW. Hmm.
So they'll probably announce Tiger and Phil before.
Yep.
Because they're not going to leave them off to be the last pick.
Yeah. Well.
It's not Phil.
I can't see Jim not taking Phil.
Yeah, it's
I know.
Tough.
He's been
that's
brutal
the worst,
lately.
But like he got it. Like Finau deserves to be there. I mean, I guess he doesn't because he's not top eight. But
he does deserve to be there, the way he's played this year.
Yeah.
So does Shoffley.
There's some decisions
I think
to be made.
Shoffley gets left off.
One thing's for sure: Tiger was maybe a bubble guy. He ain't a bubble guy anymore.
No,
he's on. He's on. He almost, I don't know how close he was to even just qualifying in that eight, but
he's
those eight
close.
Were pretty
he's,
close.
He's
those,
like eight little A.
Yeah. I think Phil was 10th in the, like those rankings. No, he was going into that when he got cut.
Well, I don't know about that.
Because like if Bryson made the cut, he was going to bump Webb. And he missed
that two-footer.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have that hothead on the team.
You can't take Bryson and Reed.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, maybe it's not viewed as a hothead. It's viewed as like a battler.
We forgot to mention the other hothead, John Rahm, for Team Euro.
Oh, yeah, great.
They're going to be good.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Like, still
think
a
USA
bunch
wins.
Of nobodies, like when Casey was a nobody. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be, that's our, that'll be a good preview app. The Ryder Cup preview app.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one. Anyway, let's move into the, this week's PGA Hangover Tournament.
The Wyndham. Wow.
Last tournament before the playoffs start, and the field shows it, but it's not as watered down a field as the ones that run in conjunction with majors.
This one does, but to right after.
No, but like the Barracuda and shit like that was right at the same time.
Well, opposite course, the Open Championship.
This one's almost worse because all those guys can play and they're not.
But there, but like I'm saying, there's not, it's not completely watered down. Like, we're actually able to find a few picks to make.
That's true.
But, so this was formerly the Greater Greensboro Classic, eh?
Yeah. And then, yeah, then we get into the playoffs next week.
Sedgefield Country Club.
Hmm. Not a lot to go on.
Par 70.
Sure. Webb defending champ. No.
7,000 yards. Not that long.
Stenson's defending champ. Webb's the number one in the power rankings. There's a few guys playing.
Stenson's the defending champ?
Yeah. But he's dinged up.
Yeah. Guy's swing is off right now.
Yeah. He's just...
Here's Wood, too, with that hitch.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's that thing where that hitch weirds me out. And then there's some high stakes for Canadian boys.
Yep. There's four of them. Silverman, Connors, Hearn.
Mac Hughes?
Nope. He's already got his card for next year.
But and they're playing for their cards.
2 years ago, yeah.
Playing for cards.
Silverman, Connors, Hearn, and Nick Taylor.
Hmm.
I think they all need top 10s to get into the 125 playoff. I know Silverman does for sure, but be nice to see one of them. It's be nice to see one of them get in there.
Yeah, we'll be following the Canadian boys hard.
There's that Canadian on the web.com tour that's getting in Grimes tour card next year. But
yeah, it's
we're getting thin if we lose those four.
Yep. Yep.
There's Smiley, still some other
Smiley playing this week?
That's a good question.
He probably just
ring the bell.
Keys. We'll. I promise.
We need a bell.
I promise we'll get a bell.
Yeah.
But until then, it's just like a running joke.
Should we get right into pick review then?
Yeah, you get into pick review. I want to see if Smiley's in this tournament.
Why not?
Well, Harv won again. 11th week win?
11th week win. I think it's three in a row.
11-7-6?
Yeah. Might be four.
It's a runaway.
11-7-6? That just says the 25th pod.
Yeah, but that might also need
a backup. That's 24. 11-7-6.
Oh boy.
Brooks was first. Another picked winner for you.
That's four.
I mean, he was second in the power rankings or third.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but we don't really. We can't really say much because it wasn't DJ or JT.
No, no, but he also had DJ.
Yeah,
but only got 27 from him. 42 from Keegan and a miscut from Stanley. Right. You had a what? 38 average.
38 average.
I had Rory 50, Rose 19, Matsuyama 35, Lahiri miscut.
The Muffin Man. Oh, no.
Average 46.
That's Barn Rat. Who also
don't you know the Muffin Man? Heth had JT 6, Fleetwood 35, Cooch missed a cut by one.
Yeah.
And Fisher 65, brutal weekend. 47 average.
So close.
Rory 50, really.
Yeah, he just stunk. Like, he made a bunch of birdies. Like, I put his... Yeah. He also made a bunch of, like, sixes.
He made that sick flop shot for birdie.
Yep.
On Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Actually, I think it was Saturday morning. 11 Friday's round.
Wins, eh?
Yep.
Did you find Smiley?
He's not in it.
I did not find Smiley.
There's no way he's in it.
He's not. I just checked.
Okay, I really had a good feeling about him.
I got to pick first?
Yeah, go for it. Or do you want me to go? Yeah.
No, I can go.
Okay.
I'm in a real bind here. My horses aren't in there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So these are all the wins, whenever these guys, the top guys in the world aren't in it. Those are the weeks you don't win.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see. I mean, it'd be nice if you guys won again. Like, I'm sure you guys just enter in Smiley Coffin territory.
I think I won the Canadian Open, actually.
Did you?
Oh, no, you did, because you had DJ. Yeah, that's right.
Remember when I took Brooks at the Canadian Open and missed the cut?
Yeah.
You just gotta know
when he blows the wheels off of all the superstars.
You just gotta know when to pick these guys. That's the whole point of this whole little thing we do here.
That might play a role in Player of the Year, though. It should.
You're missing the cut at the Canadian
Open? Yes. Because DJ hasn't missed a cut all year, I don't think.
No.
Maybe
once.
He
maybe
the cut
one.
At the British Open, did he not?
I don't know.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
You've had a long week, bud. But...
Yeah.
Has JT missed a cut?
I would say yes.
Probably one.
U.S. Open?
Look it up for next week.
All right, well, you
we'll
do your picks. I'm looking up right
picks.
Now.
Okay, picks. First pick, I am taking Ollie Schneider-Jans.
Ole.
Wow.
Interesting. Any reason?
Well, it's not because he doesn't wear a hat. He's the runner-up last year, minus 21 at this tournament.
Wow.
Good enough reason.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, he was solo fifth at the Barracuda a couple weeks back, and he's about in that stacked field, so let's take that with a grain of salt. But he's made like 13 of his last 17 cuts, so.
Wow.
It just feels right. I mean, I'd like it if he wore a hat. But I don't know if I'm going to get that through to him.
Okay.
Second pick. I never even heard of this guy. Julian Suri.
Never heard of him?
Nope. Really? I mean, he was up there last week, I think, wasn't he? Like,
this, oh, yeah. Been around a while. He's been around a little bit. I think he's been picked by Brunel before.
I picked him once, yeah.
Let's not say a while. He's 27 years old and played full years of college.
I picked him once earlier in the year, for sure.
So this he might be a second-year tour player.
Along with the fact check, JT also missed the cut at the Open.
Yeah, so.
So, Brooks got. Although it could be argued that the Open, or Canadian Open, was a watered down field.
And Brooks missed the cut. He did stink at
that.
He
stunk. Oh, yeah. But at the same time, he did just fly from overseas.
Guy gets jet lagged.
Yeah.
Him and his swing coach both said if he could only figure out how to translate his major focus into regular tournaments,
like, he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just out there. Drinking with Eddie Pepperell in a regular one.
Yeah.
Anyways, Julian Suri.
Yep.
I mean, he's T19 this week, past week.
Mm-hmm.
Played a lot of golf around here, so he should be familiar.
Yep.
And at the PGA Championship, he led the tournament in greens and regulation.
Fun fact. Wow.
Yeah. And third pick, Fitzy.
Fitzy.
Enough said.
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
I thought he did good. Apparently missed the cut this past week.
Yeah.
But
maybe he's an up and down guy.
I've liked that guy. I'm trying to pick that guy for like 3 years now in different type of picking scenarios. And it never pans out, but
yeah,
this week. Plus, I'm up 4 weeks.
Yeah, just
I can mail one in till my horses are back in the field.
You tried to mail in with Mike Weir a couple weeks ago and
oh, yeah,
still won.
And I made history.
We forgot to point out, just looking at the leaderboard, that Vijay Singh made the cut with a birdie on 18 on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Why Yang did not make the cut. Yeah. Even though he had it going early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about hitting an extra 500 balls at the range on the weekend. Yeah. He had to play a couple rounds.
Just hit 300.
Just 300, yeah. What is the number
he's
again?
He's probably pissed about that. Like, he'd probably rather just range work.
But his swing is just built for repetitive. Like, it's just a repetitive swing. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but so is Bryson's, right?
Yeah.
But at least Vijay's looks like a golf swing and not some.
Yeah.
I can't say anything. It'll be inappropriate. But it just looks also, dumb.
Also hilarious was Vijay, after he made the cut, because I was watching it live when he made the cut, did not take off his hat, just shook the other guy's hands and walked off. It was awesome.
Just a prick.
Well, his visor, I should say. But he didn't take it off. Yeah. Just shook hands and said, I'm going to the range.
Okay, I'm picking next. I'm going Hafa Kabea Bayo. So I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it or not. But
yeah, it sounded right.
Rafa Cabrera Bello. T10 last week, eh?
Mm-hmm.
He was good up there.
Yep.
T5 2 years ago at Sedgefield, so.
Yeah. He had 64 on Sunday.
He looks good out there.
He's a sharp man.
You love him.
Yeah. Not quite as handsome as the final pairing of Brooks and Scott, but.
Nothing that's, ever be. That's.
That's tops ever, maybe.
Yeah.
One, just pointing out, is 64. We forgot to mention this in the recap. Just, we have to note it. Big Dick Daniel Berger.
Yeah.
41 on the front on Thursday.
Yeah.
And finished up there.
Top 12.
Yeah. He had 65, 66, 68.
Yeah.
After 73.
73 with 41 on the front. Yeah.
Yeah.
32 on the back.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Yep. But anyway.
Amazing. My second pick, Joaquin Niemann.
The 19-year-old.
Yep.
Is he 20 yet?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
He was 71st at the PGA, but he's been up there in a lot of tournaments this year.
Yep. He's just adding tourneys to his resume, like building.
Yeah. And my third pick, William Dirt McGirt.
Dirt.
Sixth at the Barracuda.
Reappears.
Enough said. Lovely guy.
What a guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go last. I'm going to take Shane Lowry. He was in it. He got a few shots shown. He's a muffin man, too. But he's more of like, he might be the new big rig. Like a real big rig. Guy that we can get throw our weight behind, so to speak.
Yep.
So I'm going to take him. Then I'm going to take Ryan Moore.
My guy.
Yeah.
That's I've picked never, him several times.
Never a good
pick. Never works
out. Never good, hey?
Never a good
pick. T59.
Yep.
Guys wearing a cardigan around that place. Yeah, it's chilly.
T59. Played all week. I'm going to take him. And then lastly, it's Rain and Tacos. I'm taking Wesley Bryan.
Nice.
Just cuz?
Yeah, just cuz. Just because I was scrolling through the list of the people in it and I saw his name.
Yep.
And I thought, if he wins, then I can play the taco song one more time. Before we finish up picks, though, we mentioned this last week. We got one.
Yep.
We have our first listener entry into the picks. Yep. Looking to throw his hat in the ring for a weekly win. This one's coming from the Big Easy, as he likes to be called.
Yep, nicknames only for these.
Nicknames only, yep. Yeah. We're not going to give you the satisfaction of your real names, just in case you stink.
Yep.
But Big Easy,
yeah,
who's he got?
He's so we're going to allow duplicate picks.
Yeah, because they don't know who we picked. We
so
don't know
he
who
he went
picked.
With Ollie Schneider-Jans as well. Same as
wow.
Harv.
Wow.
Kind of smart.
Yep.
Must have maybe read
he did some
mind.
Research.
Second pick, HV3, Harold Varner III.
That'd be his dark horse, right?
Ooh.
He's oh, you guys.
His third pick, Jason Cockrack. He doesn't have any... Is Schneider-Jans on the power rankings?
Yes, he is, yeah.
But he's low. He's like
I don't think Cockrack
two.
Is.
Cockrack's in there too, yeah. Two on the power
rankings. Is that Cockrack or Cockrack?
I don't think it's Cockrack.
That's how it's pronounced. Yeah.
He's not Daniel Berger here. He needs one.
I don't know, he's a big dude. Yeah, so he's got
yeah,
no hat, Varner, and Cockrack.
I meant like he's his.
Yeah, no, yeah. We know it's but it's hilarious.
In other things, I don't know if you guys are keeping this for me too, but did you know Mike Weir has a Twitter account?
Oh yeah.
Why do I not? Why am I just finding this right now?
He tweets like once a year, I think.
Yeah,
have
he hasn't
been tweeting
in a while.
At him about listening to all the.
Oh yeah,
Promo work we're doing for him.
I've kept him in the loop. I've tried to send him a few direct messages every now and then.
This
get him on the pod.
Single-handedly keeping him relevant.
Yeah, we're trying to sell wine. If he could reduce the shipping on that stuff,
yeah,
we'd probably sell a few bottles too. Oh man, that was the best. Anyway, yeah, what a fun week! Just so much fun watching golf right now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This week will be a nice. Return to reality for, you know, casual watching, not completely glued to it, but
perfect. Won't watch a minute of it.
Perfect week for me. I'm gone on a stag all weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gone to South Africa.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's right. That's up coming up.
Harv is heading a ways away.
You playing with Charles over there? Or?
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Maybe show up to a course and he's playing.
Yep. Well, and then. But then after that, though, we get into the playoffs, and then it'll be glued time again.
Yeah.
Four straight tournaments.
Yeah, you're gone for a couple.
But I think it's only 8 hours ahead, so if you do a late pod, I could do a morning call.
Yeah, you could do a call in for sure. We might have to have our first guest appearance. We'll see.
Well, we'll see if I win this week. I got to keep the streak running, I think.
You'll be sending in picks for sure.
Maybe get legs down from Saskatoon. Never know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get someone.
Yep.
Nice three. I like the three people. Works a lot better.
Yep.
But anyway, that's it. It's going to be a little bit of a slow weekend, but I'm sure we'll all make it through. And just riding that high still.
Yep.
I'm excited to go to bed. So
I bet you are.
And until next week, it's time to hit the clubhouse.